the nature of the energy or the power within my own capacity to,
You're talking about ratio and perspective. You're talking about ratio and perspective, what you're talking about now. And what that means is that you tapped into this thing that's working, that knows more than you know, that you're trying to gain a tactile advantage of. So you got a taste of it. You just need a little bit more. A lot of people have this. They'll question their own ascension sometimes. They'll look around and see what everybody else is. Birds climbing hills and moving mountains and beating the dog shit out of angels and doing the OA movements and Carolyn's causing coronaviruses and Bob's running the whole network, taking all the damn money in the world, $6 trillion in the stock market in a week, devouring things, eating things, killing everybody that gets in his way, and subalding, going to the funerals and driving them to their funerals and taking pictures laid over their gravestone. It's quite a slap in the face when you get right down to it. And then puts it out on the damn internet for everybody in the world to see what he's been up to, wandering through the wilderness for 40 years. Pretty amazing. But that's okay. The dark soul can get away with it because he's got a pretty good ally with the Father. He's going to be all right. Bob, that one is. He's going to make it. So the good news then becomes this position is what you're trying to find your place in. The condition is what you're trying to find your place in. And you validate that by knowing. And so to doubt in the question that's in this process, what can my meat sack body do, and what is am I able to accomplish, and how does this apply, and what does being a God feel like? Feel like? Well, first of all, God doesn't feel. See? So the human would say, what does that feel like before I go? How does this ascension work? I want to know about this before I jump off the building. If I jump off the building, I'm going to ascend, and I'm good. Now, we wouldn't tell Bert that, because that bastard would get up on the damn building and jump. He wouldn't even ask no question. He just jumped. You see?
Yeah.
And then some people we could say, get out of somewhere, and they'd leave immediately. Then other people we've been saying for years, get the fuck out of California, and they dying left and right, burnt the whole damn state, nothing left, taxes 9,000%, running out to people shitting in their own house, on their, in your yard, in their businesses, camping out on their property, squatting, and then they ask us, when, how much longer do we have left? Hell, it was over a year ago. How much longer do you want to endure what you're living in right now? Well, then take your time. There's no hurry, apparently. See, because that's the other side of it. Like, how many times you got to be told? So, it's like the little man. He got up on the, they told him it was going to flood. And the man said, no, I'm going to trust God. Trust God. God's going to take care of me. God's my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in pastures of green. And oh, it's a wonderful thing. Well, here come the rain. It come and it flood. And he said, they said, the man come by in a boat. He said, the water is bad. It's getting pretty bad. And so it's flooded. He's up there about on the second floor. And he said, nope, I'm going to believe God to work it out for me. And it's going to be good. I thank you, though, neighbor. Appreciate it. He said, okay. Then the next thing you know, he said, helicopter. He's on the top of the house, just about to drown. He's on the top of the house, and here comes the helicopter to save him. He said, nope, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe God and take care of it. And then right at the very, very end, they sent a submarine trying to come up from the bottom just as he was taking his last breath. And he waved him off and said, nope, nope, God's my protector. I'm going to believe God. Well, he dies, drowns, and he comes up and he says, well, God, why didn't you save me? And God says, well, I sent a submarine, a helicopter, and a boat, and you wouldn't listen to me, so I guess you get damn drowned. That's how that works. When you have all the help in the world and you don't glean from it, then you're on your own. You're choosing. Then at least that's a powerful place, okay? But you don't have to kill yourself to prove that you're alive. Did you hear what they said? You don't have to kill yourself to prove that you're alive. So now let's flip that on the backside. Let's talk about this ascension business, this thing that nobody knows how to do. Hells bells, we said every damn word that could be said about it. We told you what happens to your body, how your meat sack applies, how your specific gravity changes, how the whole plasma in your blood changes, how your blood type changes, how you lose the Rh factor, how your skin gets thicker, how your hands get more durable, how the lines in your hands make the M that validates the condition on both hands, on both sides, because you have hepatitis that are built, how your hair changes, how the power in your fingernails is going to fund the stability of cold fusion, cold clay in a box that makes electricity and draws it to itself. We told you how you walk through things and how you move through worlds and dimensions and how to get back, how to control the angels, how to make the angels move, how to have the keys in the airs to move heaven itself. Then, God damn it, if that's not enough, we give the Egyptian Book of the Dead that lays all the way through that if you find yourself in the underbelly of death, you can walk through even the shadow of the valley of death itself. The same keys that Jesus took when he took the keys to death, hell, and the grave to the middle ground to go save Moses and those other motherfuckers that fucked it up themselves trying to come back in their power to even go get them. We give you every single capacity that could be even asked for, laid out just as clear as mud, and Bob just laughs, for you to pick up as you need them. It's good. Kill them, bring them back, kill them, do them in, do them out, bring a lover, bring another lover, have 100 lovers, love a lover, love yourself. It's all good. It becomes balance, you see. And that's what you're noting here with the outside of your mind. You're asking good questions. And that's it's ratio and perspective. That's what you're talking about. I got this. Thank you, Ian. And you're appreciative. You're gracious. You're patient. You're kind. Blah, 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 blah. Bullshit. Let's get you ascended. Then we won't be having this conversation. But ratio and perspective is what you're asking. How am I doing? Am I there yet? What else am I missing? Is there something obvious in my thing that my mediation didn't straighten out for me as I'm trying to figure out how to be God that I already am? Sir, you never made a piece of furniture in your life. That furniture made you. You've not made a piece of furniture yet. That furniture made you. It was the inside out. That level of creation is what it was. It made you. You didn't make it. That's why your moments of lucidity allowed you to have the capacity to make pretty wonderful things. And you play it down as it being very, very simple. There's a little bit more to it than that, and we're pleased. So good for you.